the warriors. They both tumbled to the dirt, the warrior keeping a grip on his sword as he went down. Kaz barely ducked his head as the man swung at his neck. The warrior scrambled to get up, but a few of the women from the wagon had him pinned. Kaz quickly rolled away from the warrior, and Mateo put both hands on his sword, driving it into the warrior's chest. He smiled at Kaz as he withdrew the blade.
"Thank you, Your Majesty."
Kaz nodded as he got to his feet. The clearing was almost silent, the warrior's dead bodies littering the ground. Only the one guard had died, but Kaz found himself unable to look in that direction. The death felt heavy in his chest. He looked back at the wagon to see Daniela, the older woman he'd met earlier in the wagon, climbing out. She teetered to him and threw her arms around his neck. He gave her a gentle squeeze before releasing her. He regarded the dirty, exhausted faces around him. "Is everyone all right?" Heads nodded in unison. "Did they feed you?"
"A little dried meat yesterday,"
one man said. "It's not far to Fort Victoria," he said. "Feel free to get back in the wagon if you're too weak to walk." He gestured for a couple of guards to take over the wagon.
"Thank you,"
Daniela said, her eyes shining with tears. Several more thank yous rumbled through the crowd, and he gave a tired smile before turning away. Gallo stood behind him, watching the staff.
"I think you've just created 30 people who would do anything you say," the guard said.
Kaz walked to his horse.
"It looks like a few died since the last time I saw them. That's not your fault."
Kaz shrugged as he mounted his horse. The guard climbed atop his as well, and the rest of the guards spread out in front and behind him as they started down the trail.
"I'm sorry about your father,"
Gallo said after a long silence.
"A warrior came through the window and stabbed him before I could react," Kaz said. "I couldn't save him."
"No one expected you to,"
Gallo said.
"You shouldn't have had to face a warrior alone anyway. I failed you."
"No, you didn't," Kaz said, frowning at him. "If I remember correctly, you stayed behind to fight off a rather large number of warriors. I'm surprised you made it out alive."
"I am too."
"It's a good thing. I don't know who else I would have named captain of my guard."
Gallo looked at Kaz in surprise.
"I'm too young to be captain of the king's guard."
"Well, I'm too young to be king, but here we are."
"Here we are,"
Gallo repeated quietly. He gave Kaz a sad smile.
"All right. Thank you."
He paused, glancing at Kaz for several moments.
"We haven't found a trace of Emelina Flores."
"Ah."
"You hadn't asked."
"I guess I figured you would say if you had." Gallo gave him a thoroughly suspicious look, but didn't push further. Kaz would confide in him eventually, but not when the other guards were so close. Kaz glanced at his friend, realizing for the first time that Gallo was the only person he trusted enough to tell the truth about Emelina. His mother and Jovita would have a nervous breakdown. None of his father's advisors had ever taken him seriously enough to build any kind of relationship.
"I'm glad you're not dead, Gallo," he said softly.
He wanted to say more, to tell Gallo everything and ask for advice, and he could see Gallo reading that emotion on his face. Kaz turned away, kicking his horse until it began galloping.
"Let's go."
Chapter 35. Lara's soldiers swarmed the fortress. Jovita had described Fort Victoria to M as simple, and she wasn't wrong. While the royal city castle was all windows and lavish decorations, the fort was nothing but a square pile of bricks. Two towers flanked the main building, with openings at the very top, presumably for the soldiers to keep watch. A brick wall ran around the entirety of the building, though it wasn't so high that it couldn't be climbed if necessary. But it would be hard to climb it without drawing attention from the guards. M crouched on a hill not far away, where she could see the soldiers milling around behind the wall. A huge number had made it to the southern mountains without being captured by Ulso guards. M pressed her hands into the grass, craning her neck to peer at the winding road leading to the fort. The Queen and Jovita had arrived several minutes ago, but there was no sign of Kaz yet. Hopefully he wasn't far behind. A flash of movement caught her eye in the woods beyond the fort. A few red jackets came into view. Warriors. She jumped to her feet, keeping her body low to the ground as she jogged down the hill. She needed to find Aaron before Olivia was released. She wanted to hightail it out of Lara as soon as she had Olivia. She wasn't leaving without Aaron. She broke into a run as she entered the cover of trees. The woods were too quiet. No animals scurrying around, no insects chirping. A lot of people had been through the area recently. A powerful gust of wind blew across her face, too strong to be natural. She whirled around, searching for the ruined. Dirt sprayed across her face, and she blinked, her eyes watering. A body smashed into hers, and M grunted as she hit the ground. She threw her elbow back, connecting with soft flesh, and managed to wriggle away as the woman cried out in pain. She scrambled across the dirt, her sword half-drawn before she caught a glimpse of her attacker's face. She froze. Mariana? The ruined girl blinked, giving M a baffled look.
Emelina?
Footsteps pounded the dirt, and M whipped her head around to see two ruined men running toward them.
It's fine! It's just Emelina!
Mariana jumped to her feet, dusting the dirt off her pants.
What are you doing here? We thought you were dead.
Nice to see you too. M pushed off the ground, adjusting the sword on her belt. What are you doing here? Did you come in on the warrior ships? Mariana nodded.
The warriors wanted us to help take Fort Victoria.
M looked at the empty space around them.
Where are they? They're getting into position for the attack. We were doing the same.
Mariana cocked her head, her thin dark braids falling over her shoulder.
Why are you here? I was sure you died months ago.
M ignored the question, glancing at the two men. The man with gray streaks in his hair was Weldon, and must have been the one to spray dirt in her face. The younger man, Nick, was also able to control the elements, but the power was so weak he was practically useless.
What are you wearing? Nick asked, grimacing as he surveyed her tattered blue dress.
I'm on my way to get Aaron, she said. You three come with me. I may need the backup. Aaron's alive?
Mariana instantly perked up. Weldon lowered his bushy eyebrows.
We thought you finally got him killed.
The warriors have him. Maybe you should wait here, Mariana said,
like she was talking to a child. It was a tone any useless ruined knew well.
We can handle it.
M rolled her eyes and turned away from them, breaking into a run.
Seriously, what is she wearing?
Nick asked from behind her.
Come on!
She yelled over her shoulder. Footsteps followed her a moment later, and she led them through the trees to the south side of the fort. She slowed as she approached the area where she'd seen the warriors. She didn't make an effort to be quiet. She was negotiating with the warriors, not attacking. Iria's face appeared from behind a tree, and she glanced over her shoulder.
Emelina's here.
An angry murmur followed her words, and Iria frowned. M slowly stepped forward. Iria stepped aside, revealing Koldo and a female warrior standing over Aaron. He was seated on the ground, still blindfolded, but apparently unharmed.
I just want Aaron,
she said, raising her hands. The female warrior shook her head.
He's too dangerous. He killed a warrior earlier, and we're not taking a chance that he'll kill more.
We're keeping him until we can transport him to the Ulso King for evaluation.
Petra, we don't need... Iria began.
Move, or I will make you move,
Mariana interrupted, stepping up beside M. She narrowed her eyes at Koldo, and the warrior screamed, batting at invisible images with his bandaged wrist. He whirled around, slamming straight into a tree. He moaned as he hit the ground.
I hate you people.
Petra reached for her sword, making a beeline for Mariana. M jumped between them, putting her hand over Mariana's face before she could use her powers.
Get off, Mariana said, jerking her head away. Everyone just calm down.
M turned to Petra.
Put the sword away.
Make me.
I'd be happy to.
Mariana lunged, and M shoved her.
We're on the same side,
M yelled.
Will everyone just shut up for a minute? Nick, take off Aaron's blindfold.
If you take off his blindfold, he'll kill us all, Koldo said, shakily getting to his feet.
Probably not, Aaron said. I'd say there's only like a 60% chance I kill you all.
Aaron, M said in a warning tone. He let out an exaggerated sigh.
Fine. 50%.
Iria stepped aside, giving Nick access to Aaron. He tugged off Aaron's blindfold and untied the rope binding his hands. Aaron hopped to his feet.
Are the warriors in position to attack?
M asked Iria.
Yes. There are a few ruined scattered through the woods as well. They're part of the second wave.
She pointed at Mariana.
Weren't you given an assignment?
Yeah, but then I ran into M wandering aimlessly around the woods.
I wasn't aimless. I was looking for...
M cut herself off, taking a deep breath and turning back to Iria. I need for you to wait.
Kaz promised to release Olivia.
Mariana gave her a baffled look.
Olivia is in there, M said before Mariana began asking questions. She's still alive, and she should be walking out that door any minute.
Wait.
Mariana put her hands out in front of her like, stop.
Kaz, as in Prince Casimir.
King Casimir now,
Aaron said.
He told you he would release Olivia.
Mariana's face twisted into utter disbelief.
Why would he do that?
It's a long story, but
it's a long story you need to hear,
Aaron interrupted.
M married Kaz. She's the reason we were able to launch a successful attack against the Lara Castle. She's why we're all here.
Silence fell over the group, and the three ruins looked at M in confusion.
Married?
Weldon repeated. Mariana made a disgusted face.
Ew.
Can you hold off on the attack?
M asked Iria.
No. It happens after sundown. Everything is already in motion.
M looked at the sky. About another hour until sundown.
Hopefully that was enough time.
Fine. Aaron, come with me. We're going to keep watch on the fort and see when she comes out. Mariana, Weldon, Nick, get in your positions. She pointed at the warriors.
You three? No more taking Ruined as prisoners. We're on the same team here.
Koldo and Petra frowned at the ruined warily, but Iria agreed.
Got it?
M asked Mariana. Mariana blinked, throwing a baffled look at Weldon and Nick.
When did you start giving orders?
When I executed this entire plan while you were all hiding and running away.
Mariana turned to Aaron.
She really did all this?
He nodded. Mariana still didn't look convinced.
Get in position or get out of the way, M said.
Mariana hesitated for a beat, then gestured to Nick and Weldon.
Let's get in position.
Chapter 36. Kaz followed Gallo through a tall metal gate, a chilly wind causing goosebumps to rise on his arms. Fort Victoria cast a shadow over the lawn, and Kaz raised his head to look at it. He hadn't been to the fortress in years. It already felt oppressive, and he wasn't even inside yet. Lara soldiers and guards swarmed all over the lawn, and every head turned to watch him. A chill raced down his spine. They all took orders from him. They were all expecting him to have the answers. He forced a smile as a familiar guard's face lit up at the sight of him. Gallo pulled open the thick wooden doors, stepping back to let Kaz go first. The guard to his right straightened as Kaz stepped into the building. There were no windows, so it was dark and cool. The entryway was small and cramped. Kaz went through a second door and found himself in a large, mostly empty room. Lanterns hung from the walls, casting a soft glow onto the stone floors. The stairway to his left led up to most of the rooms, if he remembered correctly, and also allowed access to the two towers. Several guards stood nearby, one positioned at each wall. "Where are my mother and Jovita?" he asked.
"Upstairs in the east tower," a guard said.
"And the prisoners? Is anyone besides Olivia down there?"
"No, Your Majesty. Just Olivia Flores."
Kaz leaned closer to Gallo, lowering his voice. "Will you go down there and relieve any guards? Tell them they're needed out front. I'll meet you there in a minute." Gallo gave Kaz a questioning look, but he nodded and headed out of the room. Kaz walked to the stairs, jogging up them and into the east tower. His mother and Jovita stood by the window in the small room. They both turned when he walked in.
"Tell me what's going on."
He moved to the window, nudging Jovita aside. The sun was setting, and a soldier was lighting the torches around the building. It was quiet, the air thick with fear and tension.
"We've spotted some movement in the woods," his mother said. "We think they'll be attacking tonight. They were probably waiting for us to get here."
"We're their target," he said. "It might have been safer for you to stay hidden in the jungle," Jovita added.
"Safer, maybe, but not a very brave choice considering we're at war."
He cracked a knuckle as he said the word war.
"Why do you have a warrior's sword?" Jovita asked, eyeing the blade at his waist.
"I took it from one after I killed him."
"Did you come all this way by yourself?"
Suspicion crept into her voice.
"Does everyone have orders?" he asked, ignoring the question. He gestured at the soldiers outside. "Do they know what to do?"
He knew nothing about leading an army into battle, and the question sounded stupid as it left his mouth.
"Colonel Demas is the highest-ranking officer here," the queen said. "I'd hoped General Amara would make it in time, but she hasn't arrived." She paused. "Or she's dead."
"There are already plans in place to defend Fort Victoria in case of an attack," Jovita said. "You should know that, Kaz."
He vaguely remembered those plans, and he rubbed his fingers against his head.
"Forgive me if I can't remember everything clearly right now, Jovita. I didn't have guards to escort me through the jungle. I've barely slept since we were attacked."
"Your Majesty?"
Kaz turned to the source of the voice to find a short guard standing in the doorway. He looked at Kaz nervously.
"I'm sorry to interrupt, Your Majesty, but I'm not sure who I'm supposed to be reporting to right now."
"It's fine," Kaz said.
"We were just told to leave the dungeons, me and the other guards, and I just wanted you to know that we don't usually leave Olivia with less than 3 guards, and..."
"Is she dangerous?" Kaz interrupted.
"Well, no, not anymore, but..."
"Then we need you fighting."
The guard nodded and scurried away, mumbling an apology as he went. The queen and Jovita regarded him with matching suspicion. He tried to keep a neutral expression on his face. His mother touched his arm.
"Kaz, let's get you something to eat and hide you in one of the rooms. Jovita and I can handle any problems that arise.
Kaz's gaze flickered to Jovita, an uneasy feeling unfolding in his chest. I'm not hiding away while our soldiers fight. He turned to his cousin. Jovita, go get Colonel Demas and tell him to meet me downstairs. I want a briefing on the plan.
Your mother and I already talked to him, Jovita said.
Good. Now go and tell him the king wants to speak with him in a few minutes. Jovita's jaw twitched, but she walked past him and ran down the stairs. He headed after her, his mother following him.
Part of being a good king is making sure you stay alive to actually rule, she said, her shoes pounding the floor as she ran after him. Charging into battle to save a few staff members in a wagon, and we saved them, and I'm still here, mother. It's not smart.
She grabbed his shirt, pulling him to a stop.
Why did you take the guards off Olivia?
We need everyone fighting. He tried to keep his face blank, but his mother frowned suspiciously. Kaz turned away, jogging down the stairs. His mother stayed put, and he could feel her eyes burning into his back. He stepped off the stairs and out of her line of sight. He was going to have to sneak Olivia out, and he wasn't looking forward to the fallout once his mother realized what he'd done. Colonel Demas walked through the front door and nodded at Kaz.
Your Majesty, I'm glad you made it here safely.
He led Kaz outside and took him around the entire building, giving Kaz a brief rundown of their defense strategy as they walked. Many of the guards and soldiers were obviously weary, their uniforms wrinkled and dirty from travel. But they stood tall in straight lines, ready for battle. Kaz looked down at his grungy blue staff shirt.
Can I get a guard uniform? He asked the colonel as they returned to the front lawn. It'll be easier to fight if I blend in.
Will you be joining us, Your Majesty?
Yes.
I'll have someone find one.
Kaz thanked him and turned on his heel, shaking his head when a guard made a move to follow him.
I'll be back in a minute.
He walked through the front doors and across the large room. There were two arches on the back wall leading to the rear rooms, and he glanced over his shoulder before ducking through the left one. The guards watched him, but none made a move to follow. He headed across the parlor, sidestepping the table and cluster of chairs in the center of the room. If he remembered correctly, the doorway at the back left corner of the room led to the dungeons. He pulled open the door and quickly descended the stairs. A heavy wooden door was at the bottom, and he pushed it open to reveal a long hallway with cells on either side. Gallo stood in front of one of the last cells, and he looked up at the sound of the door opening.
"This is Olivia?" Gallo asked, pointing to the cell in front of him.
His face was pulled tight with worry, and Kaz quickly walked toward him. All the cells he passed were empty. Oddly, it smelled strongly of flowers or perfume the farther he went into the cells.
"Is she all right?"
Kaz asked. The last cell was the only one occupied. It held a teenage girl. She was chained to the bed, facing the wall instead of out at the bars. A blindfold covered her eyes. She wore loose pants and a white shirt, both smudged with dirt and grime. Her dark hair was wild. She had more ruined marks than Damien. The pale lines covered her arms and crept up her neck into her hair.
I think that's her, Kaz said quietly.
Have they had her chained to that bed the whole time?
Kaz ran a hand down his face with a long sigh.
I don't know.
What had he expected? That she had several rooms and a nice bed? That she was allowed to bathe regularly and given enough to eat? Neither had happened, given the state of her. He held his hand out.
Do you have the keys?
Gallo handed them over.
They're labeled. It's the green one.
He held the green key up to the lock.
Olivia!
The dungeon door banged open, and he jumped away from the cell. His mother and Jovita strode down the hallway,
followed by 4 guards. The queen extended her hand as she stopped in front of Kaz.
Keys, Casimir.
He took a step back, his shoulder brushing against Gallo's. He cleared his throat, trying to sound authoritative.
Could you all please give me a moment?
You can't release her.
The queen shook her head.
I know that's why you're down here. I know Emelina put ideas in your head about the ruined, but you can't just let Olivia go. You don't know what she's capable. She's chained to the bed.
He pointed at her, anger rising in his chest.
She's not capable of anything.
It's a failed experiment, Kaz, Jovita said. We'll admit that. We learned a few things, and we thought Olivia's healing powers could be useful, but she couldn't be conditioned to... He pointed at the guards.
Get them out of here.
None of the guards moved. His mother looked at him apologetically.
I'm sorry, she said quietly.
The guards sprang forward, hands closed tightly around Kaz's wrists. He tried to jerk away, but they held firm. One of them pried the keys out of Kaz's hand.
I'm sorry, Your Highness,
one of them murmured. Gallo's fingers curled around his sword.
You're too emotional, the queen said.
Kaz fought down a swell of rage.
Lara isn't about the opinions of just one person, the queen interrupted. Even if that person might be the next king.
Might be the next king. Might? He swiveled his head to Jovita. She didn't meet his gaze.
We're engaged in war, his mother said. Now isn't the time to drastically change policies. If you were thinking clearly, you would see that. You've barely slept in days, we can all tell. And I can certainly understand you still being traumatized by the death of your father.
His mother gestured at a cell.
Only for a few hours, until we fend off an attack from the warriors. You'll be safe down here.
She grabbed her necklace, pulling it over her head and then throwing it over his head. The metal was still warm from her skin as it slipped beneath his shirt.
It has the weakling flower in it. It protects you from ruined magic.
He looked down at it in surprise, turning a questioning gaze to her.
It's one of the reasons we had Olivia. We needed to know their weaknesses in case of a situation like this. You should have it if you're going to be down here with her.
She pointed to Gallo, who still had his hand on his sword.
Put him in there with Kaz.
Kaz twisted against the hands holding him.
He couldn't get free. You need all the guards fighting.
His mother just shook her head in reply. He shot her a furious look as a guard took Gallo's sword. The guards gave Kaz a gentle push to the cell. He stubbornly refused to budge, so they had to drag him through the open metal door. The two men released him and stepped out of the cell, then pushed Gallo inside. The guards banged the door shut behind them and twisted the key. Kaz crossed his arms over his chest, noticing that his mother was avoiding his gaze. He stared at each of the guards in turn, making a mental note of their faces. He didn't want to forget the faces of traitors.
Let's go, the queen said. One of you stay at the post outside the door. No one in or out.
I'll stay, a guard offered.
The queen nodded, gesturing at Jovita to follow her. They disappeared through the door, the guard who'd elected to stay shutting it behind him as he followed. Kaz looked from Gallo to Olivia, in the cell across from them. Was Em going to think he'd betrayed her? Would she attack with the rest of the warriors now? Dread curled at the bottom of his stomach. He let out a long sigh, pushing a hand through his hair. He turned to Gallo.
I need to tell you what happened in the jungle.
Chapter 37 Em lay flat on her stomach at the top of a hill. Aaron stretched out beside her. She had been watching the front of the fort for an hour, and there had been no sign of Kaz or Olivia.
The Lara soldiers had disappeared inside the fortress, and the front lawn was deserted.
Em.
She glanced over her shoulder to see Iria crouched behind her.
Everyone is almost in position. Are you and Aaron helping?
Em searched the front lawn again, like Olivia was suddenly going to appear if she wished for it hard enough. Why hadn't Kaz released her? Had she been moved? Was she dead? Had he changed his mind? She looked at Aaron.
I'm going to help, he said quietly.
He got to his feet. Em sighed, slowly standing and following him and Iria down the hill.
We're doing two waves, Iria said as they walked. We've got a ruined in position to take down a section of the front wall, and then the warriors are going in. The ruined will attack shortly after. We've got them scattered in safe positions. Once they've exhausted their magic, we'll move back in.
I want to try and get into the building and grab Olivia, Em said.
Your best bet is to wait until after we've taken it, Iria said.
What if you don't succeed?
We will.
They'd reached the bottom of the hill, and she pointed into the thick of the trees.
Aaron, there are a couple of ruined that way. If you go meet up with them, they'll get you in position.
Aaron shook his head.
I'm staying with Em. We're going for Olivia. I'll take down as many Lara soldiers as I can, though.
Fine.
Iria took off, her footsteps quiet in the grass as she disappeared into the trees.
Do you want to go in the front with everyone else?
Aaron asked Em. She shook her head.
All the attention will be there. Let's be sneakier.
She headed into the trees, gesturing for him to follow her. Mariana stood with two warriors, and her eyes brightened when she saw Em and Aaron coming.
Did he release Olivia?
No, Em said. We're going in after her. Is there anyone set up at the back of the building who could blow a hole in it?
Sure, we have Weldon back there, and he can do it, Mariana said.
Em turned to Aaron. Can you hang back with Weldon and take out any Lara soldiers in the immediate area? I'll go in by myself.
I should go in with you, Aaron said.
No. You'll be more useful if you can get the soldiers off me so I can get in. And I know how much energy that will take. You should be in a safe place. He paused, then nodded.
All right.
You need to hurry, Mariana said. We're attacking any minute. You'll hear the wall come down soon.
Em and Aaron took off, whispers of good luck following them. The sun had completely set, and it was dark and silent as they ran. Her feet ached, and her stomach had given up on the hope of food and just twisted sadly, but she ignored the pain. They found Weldon in a tree not far from the back of the fortress. His legs dangled on either side of a branch, and he listened carefully as Aaron explained the plan.
We need you to blow a hole in the wall first, Aaron said.
He pointed.
Then take out that spot right there at the back of the building. And if you could make it big, we'd appreciate it. Take some people out with it.
Weldon grinned.
Absolutely.
A low whistle echoed through the quiet night, and Weldon twisted his face into a more serious expression.
The front wall's about to come down. Go!
Em drew her sword and ran. The area at the back of the fortress was nothing but grass, and anyone in the tower could have seen her coming. A loud boom sounded from the front of the fortress. The ground beneath her shook, and she fell to her knees, watching as the stones of the rear wall of the fortress rumbled. A large section exploded, sending pieces of stone and wood shooting out in every direction. She ducked her head, covering it with her hands. She jumped to her feet, squinting in the dust and darkness. Weldon had blown a huge hole in the wall and the building, and two men lay crumpled in the rubble. Another was stumbling around, blood pouring from his scalp. There were more guards inside. She could see at least four running toward the wreckage, and she headed right for them. Aaron could take out at least three. That left one for her and her sword.
She hopped over the stones, pointing her sword to her left. Aaron took care of the guard rushing toward her immediately. His body made a crunching sound as it slammed into the ceiling and then to the ground. The guard right in front of her also flew out of reach, and she raised her sword to the one rushing at her. She kept one eye on the scene around her, frantically searching for Kaz. Where was he? She ran her blade into the guard's chest when he lost his balance and quickly darted away from him. Footsteps pounded the floor somewhere nearby, and she ran in the opposite direction. She didn't want Aaron to use his magic anymore. He needed to conserve his energy. She slipped around the corner. Where would they keep Olivia? Locked in a cell, for sure. All the cells in Lara had been underground, so it was best to assume it was the same here. She found a kitchen and a small dining room first, but no doors leading downstairs. She waited for the sounds of footsteps to fade, then darted across the destroyed room to the other side of the fortress. She opened a door to find a small parlor. There was a door at the back of the room, and she ran to it and threw it open. Stairs leading to the basement stretched out in front of her. A guard stood at the bottom, protecting a closed door, and his head popped up. He drew his sword. She flew down the steps, and the guard charged at her with a yell. She blocked his sword, raising her boot and slamming it into his chest. He fell backward, crashing into the door. She seized the handle, pushing it open. The guard fell backward and scrambled to find his footing. She drove her sword into his chest. "Em!" She pulled her blade out of the guard, looking up at the sound of the familiar voice. A hallway of cells stretched out in front of her, and she stepped forward toward the sound of the voice. Kaz stood in a cell, his fingers wrapped around the bars. Gallo was behind him, an utterly baffled expression on his face. "What are you doing in..." Her voice trailed off as she noticed the dark-haired girl in the cell across from them. "Olivia." "I'm sorry," Kaz said. "I tried to free her, and my mother and Jovita stuck me in here." She rushed forward, gripping the bars of her sister's cell. "Olivia, are you all right?" Her sister's head popped up, and she turned her blindfolded eyes toward Em. She was too thin, her hair a crazy mess. Olivia was nearly 16, but she was so tiny it was almost as if she'd aged backward since Em had last seen her. Her ruined marks had almost doubled, covering more skin than Em had ever seen. She had even more than their mother. "Where are the keys?" She whirled around and Kaz pointed at the guard. She ran over and snatched them off his belt.
"The green one,"
Gallo said. Then softer, to Kaz,
"Is she going to let us out too?"
"Of course I am," Em said, running back to Olivia's cell. She stuck the key in the lock and the door swung open. She darted inside and yanked the blindfold off her sister's face. Olivia blinked several times, her gaze resting on Em. Her lips twitched, the chains around her wrists rustling as she reached for Em. But she didn't say a word. She just stared. "Which one unlocks these?" she asked, reaching for the chains. The iron cuffs were locked at the wrist, and the long chain attached to them went all the way to the wall.
"I don't know," Gallo replied. "Maybe one of the smaller keys?"
She sorted through the keys, trying two small ones before one clicked in the lock. She tore the cuffs off, taking Olivia's hands and pulling her to her feet. "Can you walk?" she asked. She put her hands on her sister's cheeks. "Say something. You're scaring me." Olivia scrunched up her face, glancing over her shoulder at Kaz and Gallo's cell. She turned back to Em, lowering her voice to a whisper.
"Did you really marry him?"
Em laughed, but the sound died as screams sounded from upstairs. Footsteps pounded the floor above them. Olivia lifted her chin, her head cocking in interest at the noise. "Em, if the warriors corner us down here..."
Kaz looked at her pleadingly.
It's the red key.
She rushed to Kaz's cell and unlocked it. Kaz stepped out, his fingers wrapping around hers.
I'm so sorry they did this to her, he said quietly.
Em shook her head.
It's not your fault.
It's absolutely his fault,
Olivia said from behind her. Em turned away from Kaz and faced Olivia.
I'll explain later. The Ulso warriors are attacking, and we need to get out of here.
Olivia's eyes lit up.
They are?
Em jumped over the dead guard, running up the stairs with Kaz and Gallo close behind. Olivia took in a deep breath as they stepped into the parlor.
That is so much better, she said with a sigh. Did you smell the weakling flower down there? They lined the cells with it. I've barely been able to breathe for a year.
The sounds of yelling and swords crashing together echoed through the fort, and Kaz began running toward the front door.
Gallo, can you help get them out safely?
He called over his shoulder. He disappeared around the corner.
Unnecessary.
Olivia held out her hand, and Gallo's feet left the ground. He hit the wall with a loud thud and crumpled to the floor with a grunt. Em quickly grabbed Olivia's hand, pulling it down.
Don't! He's a friend!
And that's why I didn't pull his spine out through his throat.
Olivia made a waving motion with her hand as Gallo got to his feet with a wince.
Run, human, before I change my mind.
Em cast an apologetic look at Gallo.
Go, Gallo. We'll be fine.
Fear crossed his face, and he took off after Kaz without a word.
Are there really warriors outside?
Olivia asked, darting across the parlor. Em caught her arm, pulling her back before she ducked through the archway.
Wait!
She pressed her back to the wall, peering around the corner. A guard walked past the front door, his sword drawn.
Who let him out?
Jovita's voice rumbled through the fortress, accompanied by the pounding of footsteps. She ran down the stairs, jabbing a finger at the guard.
Who let Prince Casimir out? Why did I just see him run into battle?
Em put her arm out, telling Olivia to stay put for a moment.
I don't know, the guard said. He ran by me before I could stop him.
Jovita turned her back to them, and Em gestured for Olivia to follow her. Em carefully snuck around the corner, taking a quick glance at the mess she'd left a few minutes earlier. The only guards in the room were dead, lying beneath piles of rubble. Olivia yelped suddenly, and Em whirled around to see her pulling a rock off the bottom of her bare foot.
Hey!
Jovita yelled, running around the corner.
Whose?
Her eyes widened as they landed on Em, and she whipped her sword out. Olivia focused on the guard behind Jovita, sending him flying across the room. Em raised her sword.
Remember how this ended for you last time?
Jovita's lip curled as she took a step forward.
Move, Em,
Olivia said, nudging her arm.
Let me! The Ruined are attacking!
The yell came from outside, and Jovita's head whipped around. Em lunged, her sword grazing Jovita's cheek. Jovita gasped, stumbling back as she pressed a hand to her cheek. Blood seeped through Jovita's fingers, and Em lowered her sword. She wouldn't kill a member of Kaz's family. Em grabbed Olivia's hand, but her sister stayed put, pointing at Jovita.
No, I want to see her spine come out of her—
Olivia, no,
Em said sharply, tugging her sister away. They broke into a sprint, leaping over the rubble. As soon as they ran outside, Aaron was in front of them.
Aaron!
Olivia rushed forward, throwing her arms around his neck. Aaron's face broke into a grin as he embraced her briefly. Two Lara guards were headed their way, and Em took off first, pulling Olivia with her. Her sister wasn't wearing any shoes, but she ran fast, keeping pace with Aaron and Em. The Lara guards weren't chasing them. Em frowned, turning to look at the fortress in confusion. Why weren't they chasing them?
Let's get out of here,
Aaron said. The Ruined are going to take the fort down at any minute.
The guards aren't chasing us, Em said quietly. She swallowed uneasily.
Once the fort is down, we can kill so many, Olivia said, ignoring Em's comment. She grinned at Aaron. I can't wait to show you what I've learned. Our powers are so much stronger than we realize. We can...
Pop, pop, pop.
Olivia stopped at the sounds, turning her head to the sky. Em followed her gaze. Tiny little particles of something floated through the air, barely visible in the light from the torches.
Don't breathe!
Olivia screamed. She clapped her hands over her mouth and nose, and Aaron and Em immediately followed suit. Olivia jumped like she'd been stung by something, and Em watched as the little particles hit her skin. The ruined marks swirling around her arms grew darker, spots of blood appearing as the skin began to rip apart. Em watched as the blue pieces hit her skin. Nothing. She lowered her hands from her mouth and took in a breath. She knew that smell. Weakling. Em dove for Olivia first, then Aaron. She shoved them both to the ground and wrapped her arms around them as best she could. Olivia had more flesh exposed than Aaron, and she pulled her sister's arms in closer, covering them with her own. She stayed crouched over them until the particles had all mostly drifted to the ground, then pulled them up. Run, she said. Run until you can breathe. Olivia stumbled as she stood, keeping the back of her arm against her mouth. Aaron did the same, steadying her with his free hand. They took off together, Em following close behind. Screams tore through the night, and Olivia came to an abrupt stop. They'd just cleared the weakling, and she and Aaron sucked in deep gulps of air.
They're killing the ruined!
Olivia clenched her fingers into fists and ran back in the direction of the fortress. Em almost yelled for her to stop, but the air had mostly cleared. Aaron and Em sprinted behind her.
The ruined were set up at different points around the fortress, Aaron called. In a U-shape, over there.
Olivia glanced back to see where he was pointing, then veered to her left. They ran into the trees, then immediately stopped. The weakling was stronger here, clinging to the leaves and still floating through the air. Olivia and Aaron took several steps back, letting Em walk into the thick of the trees. Nick lay on the ground, blood seeping out of the ruined marks on his neck. His lips had turned blue, and he was wheezing loudly, his red-rimmed eyes fixed on the sky. Em bent down, grabbing Nick by the shoulders. Maybe if she pulled him away from here, he stood a chance. Maybe Olivia could heal him. Nick gasped. Then his chest stilled, his head rolling to one side. Em swallowed, dropping his shoulders. She looked at Aaron and Olivia, standing several paces away. Olivia was breathing heavily, fury dripping from every pore. Yells sounded from the fortress, and Em stepped out of the trees to see the warriors charging at the Lara soldiers. It was a bad move, considering they'd probably just lost most of the ruined they'd put into place. Olivia stormed toward the fort, her arms outstretched.
You think you can hurt me?
She screamed.
Try again, cowards! Try again!
Four Lara soldiers were in the air suddenly, their bones shifting and contorting in ways that made Em's stomach rise into her throat. They hit the ground, dead. Killing four people with ruined magic should have immediately exhausted Olivia, but she didn't even slow down. She charged forward, yelling at Aaron to help her. He ran after her. Em darted into the battle and drew her sword, her heart thudding in her chest as a warrior raced past her. A few more steps, and she would be in the thick of the fight. Swords clashed and yells sliced through the night, sending the hairs on the back of her neck into full alert. The warriors and the Lara soldiers were hard to tell apart in the night, and all she could see was a huge swell of bodies, tangled together and crashing into one another.
Was Kaz in there? Was he fighting alongside the Lara soldiers? Had he known they were going to release Weakling right after Olivia escaped? No. Of course he hadn't. He'd been with her the last few days, and then locked up in a cage as soon as he arrived. A man was in front of her suddenly, and she didn't have time to worry about Kaz. He launched his sword straight at her chest, and she quickly blocked the attack. His face was vaguely familiar from her time at the castle.
Emmeline!
His shout died as she drove her sword through his chest. She whirled around, finding Iria fending off an attack from two Lara soldiers. Em jumped to her side. She blocked a sword just before it connected with Iria's arm. The Lara soldier blinked in surprise as Em appeared, and she took advantage of the second of weakness. She slid her sword into his stomach, then used her foot to knock him over.
Thank you,
Iria said, breathing heavily as she extracted her own sword from the other soldier's chest. Em surveyed the scene in front of them. Dead warriors dotted the ground, far outnumbering the Lara soldiers. She desperately searched the crowd for Olivia and Aaron, but they were nowhere to be seen. Panic seized her chest as another soldier came at her. For several minutes, everything became a haze of blood, bodies, and swords as she fended off attack after attack and tried to glimpse her sister in the brief moments between. She pushed a bleeding Lara soldier away from her, kicking his sword out of his hand as he sank to his knees. She took a step back and hit something solid. She whirled around.
Kaz!
He lowered his sword, shaking his hair out of his eyes.
Go,
he said, wrapping his fingers around her wrist. Tell the Ruin to retreat now, or they're going to die.
I think most of them are already dead, she said, fighting back tears.
His face crumpled, regret filling every feature.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I know.
He squeezed her wrist, then let it go.
Please, Em, get out of here.
He turned away, jumping over a dead warrior as he ran toward the fortress. Iria stood not far away, watching as he went. She looked from him to Em, as if deciding whether she wanted to follow.
Retreat!
Em yelled as loud as she could.
Warriors! Ruined! Retreat!
Iria echoed her, and the warriors began running. There were so few of them left that Em could count them as they ran down the hill. 7, 12, 18. No more than 30 were left, as far as she could tell. They must have started with at least 100. She spotted Olivia, Aaron leaning heavily on her as they staggered down the hill. Em ran for them, sheathing her sword. She took Aaron's other arm, swinging it around her shoulders. Olivia was splattered with blood. Her clothes, her arms, her face. It was everywhere.
Are you all right?
Em asked. Olivia nodded, her eyes flashing. She turned to Aaron.
Don't worry. I'll teach you how to stay strong when you use your powers.
Yeah?
He asked, his voice full of hope.
Definitely.
She smiled at him, wiping at the blood on her cheek. They dragged Aaron down the hill and through the trees. The warriors had scattered, and the area around them was quiet, still. The silence was almost too much after the noise of battle.
Where are we going?
Olivia asked. To see if there are any ruined left alive. Olivia gasped suddenly, and Em's words died in her throat. An arrow stuck out of Olivia's left arm, and she staggered back, Aaron crumpling to the ground without her support. Another arrow whizzed through the air, so close to Olivia's face that it left a tiny scratch on her right cheek. Em whirled around. She couldn't see anything. Olivia yanked the arrow out of her arm. A blue liquid seeped out of the wound. They'd tipped the arrows with Weakling. A body slammed into hers suddenly, and she realized too late she'd forgotten to look up. Of course the soldiers were in the trees. She knew that trick well.
Arms grabbed her around the waist, the neck, the legs. She twisted in their grasp, desperately trying to see Olivia. But one of them put her in a chokehold, yanking her around so all she could see was Forrest. And the queen. Fabiana didn't smile, but the satisfaction was written all over her face. She jerked her head.
Back to the fortress. She dies in public for her crimes.
She pointed behind M.
You can kill Olivia here.
Bring me her head. M kicked her legs, but the arms holding her held even tighter. Olivia was still screaming, and M was too scared to turn around and look for Aaron. Was he already dead?
Please just let her go,
M begged as the soldiers dragged her behind the queen.
You can have me, but please let Olivia go.
I already have both of you, the queen said, casting a glance over her shoulder. Your negotiation skills could use some work.
Please!
M's words sounded desperate, but she didn't care.
If you let Olivia go, you won't see any of us again.
The queen didn't bother responding to her at all, and tears and rage swelled in M's chest. It was hopeless. She'd failed to save Olivia. Failed to save the ruined. She would die having accomplished nothing. Footsteps pounded against the ground, and the queen drew her sword as M looked around hopefully. Now would be an excellent time for the warriors to make an appearance. Kaz's face appeared through the leaves, and the tiny ball of hope in her stomach grew bigger. He was out of breath, and his eyes bounced from M to his mother. His expression was wild, and M could tell he'd come expecting to find this situation. The queen lowered her sword with a sigh.
Kaz, please go back to the fortress.
Release her,
he said, pointing at the soldiers holding M. They didn't move.
I understand why you can't do it yourself, Fabiana said. But someone has to.
No, we don't.
Kaz's voice shook, but he stood tall.
There's been enough killing on both sides.
The damage she's done to our kingdom is immeasurable, the queen said. If you just let her go, you will lose control of your people. I promise you that. They will see you as weak.
Kaz shook his head.
I think you and I have different definitions of weak. I'm not going to be that kind of king. I won't order her execution.
I know you won't, the queen said quietly. M caught the glint of hope from Kaz, the way he barely lifted his eyebrows at his mother, as if asking whether she was going to back down. For a moment, he looked utterly optimistic. The queen swung around, so suddenly one of the soldiers jumped. She sank her blade into M's stomach. The world turned black, then red, and black again. M's knees hit the ground, but she didn't remember falling. Someone yelled, "No!" It was either echoing through her ears or he was saying it over and over. She started to sway and hit a warm body.
"Please, no!"
Kaz said in a choked voice, and she realized she was on the ground, against his chest. She looked down and saw blood on his hands. Was he hurt? No, that was her blood.
I'm sorry, he said against her hair. I'm so sorry.
She shook her head, because she didn't want him to be sorry. He didn't need to be sorry. She couldn't speak, but she managed to find his hand on her stomach and squeeze it.
I could think of worse ways to go.
Kaz's words from yesterday floated through her brain, and she almost laughed. Maybe she did. Then there was screaming. Horrible, terrified screaming.
and a man's head was rolling, rolling, rolling across the ground. Kaz's arms gripped M tighter, and she blinked a few times, trying to make her vision work again. There was blood all over the ground. There were no more guards or soldiers, just pieces of them scattered about. Olivia stepped into the middle of the mess, stretched her arm out. The queen's chest swelled outward, an inhuman sound escaping her mouth. Her chest opened with a crack that made Kaz's entire body jerk. Something flew through the air, landing in Olivia's hand. Blood dripped down her arm as she slowly unfurled her fingers one by one, letting the queen's heart drop to the ground with a plop. Olivia turned, her eyes narrowed at Kaz.
Move!
He didn't obey right away, but Olivia yelled it again as she came closer to M. His warmth was gone suddenly. Her head laid gently on the ground.
You're all right, Olivia said,
the anger absent from her voice. She put her hands on M's stomach. M sucked air into her chest, the world suddenly coming back into sharp focus.
Go,
Olivia said, glancing over her shoulder. M rolled her head to one side to see Kaz standing a few paces away from his dead mother. His face was a frozen mask of fear and horror.
Go! She's going to be fine, Olivia said through clenched teeth.
Kaz stared at M, as if waiting for confirmation. She barely nodded. Her body was weak, but she could feel Olivia's magic working, stitching her back together. His entire body shook as he hesitated another moment, his gaze locked on hers. Tears filled his eyes when she nodded again. He took off running. Em returned her attention to her sister. Olivia's eyes were wide and wild, her mouth stretched into a bizarre grimace. The expression was a crazy blend of happiness and rage.
You're going to be fine, sister, Olivia said softly. You and I, we've barely started. When we're done, they'll all be on their knees, begging for forgiveness.
Em fought back tears, though she wasn't sure what she was crying for. It was exhaustion, or defeat, or the look on Kaz's face as he stood next to his mother. Whatever it was, the tears leaked out and slid down her cheeks. Olivia moved her hands from M's stomach, reaching up to smooth a piece of M's hair back. She smiled.
Don't cry, M. They will fear us soon enough.
End of Book One.
This is Emily Rankin. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Ruined by Amy Tintera. This program was produced by Dion Audio Services. The director was Vanessa Melendez. Executive producer, Caitlin Gehring. Text copyright 2016 by Amy Tintera. Production copyright 2016 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.